Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people.
The Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Hey, thank you for that. And welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from my home in the Oakland, California hills. Normally, I'd be across the bay in our downtown sports byline, San Francisco studios. Scott is over there manning the phones and the board and everything else going on. But with the pandemic here on the gaming headset, my Astro, even though I'm an A's fan. And it's great to have you with us wherever you are listening. This is the only nationally syndicated show about a video game that comes on in the middle of all these sports networks. And it's just an hour a week, so don't panic. We'll get back to your 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk in less than 1 hour. But I'm a gamer like you. I've been doing this show almost 20 years now. And I'm a gamer like you. I don't make games. I wouldn't know how to make a game. But I can tell you what I like and what I don't like. And I want to hear from you as well. We'll take a look at what's new this week. There's always something new coming on the shelves. I'll give a game away, as I always do, at 40 after the hour. We'll also let you get into the cheat code realm. Just send me a request to the email rick@sportsbyline.com, and we'll get to that as well. Also have an interview. I'll have Bill Swartz, my old buddy, who is he calls it the head wolf at Mastiff Games. They have a new game out. We'll talk to Bill. That's right around 9:25 Pacific time. Wherever you are, though, it's great to have you with us, especially those of you listening on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries. Great to be on The Voice on that channel. And if you're in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Delta Force, Space Force, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're also on the internet at sportsbyline.com, streaming along. Just click listen live. Emails rick@sportsbyline.com. We're on SB Nation. Great to be there. So sbnationlive.com. Sirius Channel 211 in progress. The Dan Patrick Channel. Great to be back on Sirius XM as well. And if you're listening on your television set, that you've tuned into the cable radio network channel 2, CRN Digital Plus 2. And if you want to get a tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. So we will take a quick break, and on the other side, your participation at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Come on.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 27cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures, call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the how'd you hear about us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz. Best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MYBETUS.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Being in debt to the IRS is scary. The heart-stopping collection letters and living in fear that any day the IRS could garnish your paychecks, seize your bank accounts, or even threaten your home or business. If you owe the IRS, you need to call the team at Optima Tax Relief. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, a special IRS program that could save you thousands if you qualify. And nobody knows this program better than Optima, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible so you pay only the minimum to the IRS, not a penny more. Call now before the IRS comes after everything you've worked so hard for. Get protected. Call Optima. Get relief.
Call 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. It's great to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign land. It's nice to have you with us. Video games, like sports, or this thing, like sport, it brings us together. Does it not? Because when you're playing online, that sucker that you shot, and it's just a video game, or what have you, that shoots you, you never know where they're from. You never know. It could be, you know, a 10-year-old across the street. It could be an 80-year-old guy in Mongolia. Who knows? It brings us together, baby. That's right. Now, one thing that we are going to be seeing more of in the coming years are online streaming services for games, which is basically like Netflix. You know, why do you have to have a PS5 or Xbox Series X? Or the next Nintendo Switch 2 or whatever is going to come out next. They're still going to ride the Switch for a while. Don't panic. But the streaming services are going to say, look, you just subscribe and you're in. That's all you got to do. Well, we got you might have gotten it as well. I got an email being an Amazon Prime member on October 1st saying, hey, if you want early access on Luna, let us know. Now, Google, we already know about Google. Their streaming service has been out for a while. It's called Stadia, plural of Stadium. Technically wrong to say Stadiums, but we won't get you on it. Luna. Why would you want Luna? Well, Luna has a controller like Stadia. It has Alexa on it, just like Stadia has Google Assistant. It has big publishers like Ubisoft. Luna, of course, has Twitch because Twitch is owned now by Amazon, so it'll be a connected video platform. But Stadia has YouTube, which Google owns. And so these cloud gaming services are going to be competing against each other, and the people who should win are the consumers, hopefully. Now, Amazon's approach does welcome in a few more devices. Because the iOS will work out of the gate through a web app with PC, Mac, Fire TV, and Android, supposed to be coming soon. It's going to be $6 a month for the basic package, and it's very different than Stadia's mostly pay-to-own games. Games from premium partners like Ubisoft will cost a little bit extra. No one knows those details just yet. But that's just one of the big unanswered questions. Will Luna be a place for exclusive games like Apple Arcade? We don't know. Family friendly? It depends. I would think not. Not exclusively. Will it play well with existing services? It seems like it will. But Luna will work with other companies' social structures and services. And, you know, Ubisoft, with their membership platform, if you ever played a game, they always want you to join Uplay. And so they have to get in on that social deal. So will Windows games be easy to port? Apparently, they will be easy to port over. But the service will be supported, of course, by Amazon Web Services. Amazon Web Services hosts nearly 50% of all web traffic, which includes Netflix. That means Luna is backed by a company that is proven to be a fantastically reliable, for the most part, streamer. And apparently they say that it'll be easier to get than Netflix is. Well, if you think about Netflix, can you get it in Ultra HD? Yes. Can you get it, you know, 60 FPF, 1080p, all that good stuff? Can you get it in 4K, 60 frames per second? Well, if your internet connection is up to 10 Mbps, then yeah, you can. And then for 4K, you need it at 35 Mbps. But it will be there. So as gameplay goes, right now there are no achievements or trophies, but that might be implemented down the line as they've done a little Q&A. But the library and the channels that you can pick from Luna Plus, which they say will start off at more than 50 games, $6 a month. That will be the sole channel, as it's called. And if you don't want to risk the $6 a month, you can do this one-week trial as well. So the $6 Luna Plus subscription price will not change during the early access period, but Amazon did not confirm if there will be changes post-launch. I would think it'd be very soon when this would get up to at least $10 a month. But the Ubisoft channel will be a second channel, and that will be 50, at least, Ubisoft games. So what does that mean? Well, it's going to mean a lot of back catalog games, obviously. They're not all going to be 50 new ones, but a lot of people want those old games anyway. Now, that's going to be an extra fee from the $6, from what we understand. Now, an Amazon rep confirmed to consumers in an email that Luna can run two simultaneous streams. So the primary owner and the secondary player can each play different games at the same time, just like somebody could be watching a Netflix movie in one room and one in the other, right? But when it comes to Ubisoft, they say one game at a time. So the libraries obviously are going to expand. They're going to put more channels in the future. And it's sort of like right now, like when I have Dish Network and they had some dispute with HBO and I waited for them. And then I thought, okay, I guess I have to get rid of Dish. And then I thought, oh, no, I can get HBO through Amazon. So that's how I get HBO. So it's going to sort of be like that. You're going to have your Luna channel. And then maybe there's going to be, I don't know, a Blizzard channel, an Activision channel, a Valve channel, as you look at the developers. But if you think about Twitch, you know, Luna is going to have heavy Twitch integration. And players browsing through games on Luna will see all the Twitch streams on those titles, and you can jump in at any point. It's not going to be a completely different thing. But as I said, if you think about Amazon Fire TV products, computers with Chrome, or Safari, the iPad with Chrome or Safari, Android is going to be compatible a little bit else. But the thing I think a lot of people, and including myself, want to know is what does the controller look like? And the good thing is you can play it with third-party controllers. And it's funny to say third-party about a DualShock 4 or the Xbox wireless controller. You can play it with a keyboard or a mouse. But if you want the Luna controller, which looks a lot like the Xbox controller, you can buy it for $50. And with Alexa built, I don't use Alexa. You know, Alexa, play Black Sabbath. Alexa, order me a pizza. I don't do it. But if you want to do it, you can do it there. And then the Alexa will work through the controller as well. And in fact, the Luna controller connects to most of your Amazon servers as well. So if you think about $6 for Luna Plus, $50 for Luna controller, and then Amazon's own listing for the Luna controller says $50 as a $20 discount for early access. Because they say after early access, the controller is going to go up to $70, which is about fitting with what controllers are these days. So for me, I'm more interested in getting my hands on a PS5, which I can't get at launch, apparently. It's just too hard. You're like, Rick, don't you know anyone? Apparently not. I thought I did. But these streaming services don't appeal to me yet. But we'll see how it goes. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Bill Swartz, the head of Mastiff Games, about their new game. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
It is our pleasure to welcome back to the show a guy I've known many years. He is, as he's called, the head wolf over at Mastiff Software. It is Bill Swartz, and he's here to talk about the game Fight Crab, which is available this month on the Switch, an acclaimed game that PC players have had on Steam. Bill, thanks for the time, and congratulations on another game. When you take a game that's a PC game and put it on the Switch, it's hard to do a straight port because of the controllers. How do you guys go about doing something like that?
First and foremost, thank you for having me. It's been way too long, and I am so glad to be back. In this case, I cannot claim credit. The two versions were actually developed in parallel by the game's creator, an incredible guy named Masafumi Onuki. And so we were mostly spectators. That said, although it happened that the PC version shipped 2 weeks earlier, the initial vision of the game was actually for the Switch. So here's the thing. At its heart, this is a brawling game. You know, maybe not that different from Smash Brothers in some ways. But Mr. Nuki's big vision was sort of twofold. First off, he's like, I want to use crabs, not because they're cute, but because they're very stable, they're very powerful, they're very wide, so they fit on the screen. So they kind of look like, they kind of operate like tanks. And so, yes, they turn into these cute, fun things. But that was the first part of the vision, crabs. Second part of the vision comes from the fact that Masafumi was, for many years, a karate enthusiast. I don't mean a professional karate player, Olympic, but, you know, he loved karate. It's what he did. It was his pastime. And, you know, if you've ever done a martial art or seen karate, those are big, long punches. And it's a lot of upper body movement. And he's like, you know what? Fighting games are great, but I hate the feeling that you're just sort of inputting commands, kind of like tapping a calculator. You know, I want something where you can actually have that visual feel of moving your arms. And that was the other half of what defined Fight Crab. And of course, on the Switch, with the accelerometers built into the Joy-Cons, that's pretty easy to achieve. So in this case, although the PC shipped first, it actually wasn't really a matter of how do you do the Switch controls for a PC game, because, you know, the Switch controls are actually sort of the initial vision, so much as how do you cram Switch controls, you know, onto a mouse and keyboard.
And it's an interesting type of game, too, as you say, a brawler, because, you know, it's not FPS and it's not so much over the shoulder. It's just kind of hovering just above the different crabs. And I know I was watching an interview with Masafumi Onuki, and he talked about the, you know, everything had to be legit. So first of all, you know, we'll get to the weapons in a second, but just the movements. And I was wondering, is this kind of a Japanese thing with their, because there's such a seafood-heavy culture, that their fascination with the crab, or was this more an individual, you think, thing you think, with the fascination with the crab?
Oh, this was totally individual. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a huge chain of restaurants in Japan who have this huge, gorgeous mechanical crab, you know, in each one of their restaurants you can see from, you know, down the street, and they eat a lot more crabs than we do. But no, you know, Masafumi started out as a Sega programmer, and very much as a physics thing. It's like, look, to do a really different brawler, I need to first start figuring out how I can use my screen real estate better. And, you know, as you, and better, by the way, means also leaving more space at the top so you can jump and fly and do stuff like that. And it's like, okay, great. So how can I have a legitimate game that doesn't suck up as much room as a, you know, two-legged person, but at the same time, you know, lets me have these sort of punching movements and also weapons, but mostly punching movements that I really wanted. And it's like, well, I can't do tanks because tanks don't punch. But you know what? Crabs. Low to the ground. I can legitimately fill my screen horizontally, have a lot of room vertically to do other stuff like fly or shoot or whatever, and stay stable. So this was definitely, although, you know, the whole crab motif worked out really well and lends itself to great puns and is cute and fun and so on, this was definitely a case of form following function.
More questions for Bill Swartz of Mastiffs about Fight Crab coming soon on the Switch. And that is these great maps or arenas, if you like, from a dojo to city streets and seabeds and such things. But the weaponry, I mean, first of all, you're a crab, you're born with a couple of weapons, but I'm seeing, you know, double-handed swords and lightsabers and scissors and jetpacks. There's all sorts of stuff going on. You know, I see a chain. What's going on with the weapons, Bill?
Well, I mean, first off, you nailed it. Yeah, that's kind of what the game is about. So, gosh, I don't even know how to answer that except to say it does two things. One is makes the game just visually more fun. So one of the things you want to do as a game designer is have action and then what I like to call reversal. You know, a game where someone is just wailing upon someone and once you get the first couple of punches, it's basically over. That tends to get pretty boring pretty quickly. You know, it's all over in a second. Why bother? And I think from a game design standpoint, the first role of the weapons is to make it reversible. So yes, he's attacking you. Yes, he's got an advantage, but oh my gosh, you get this weapon and use it right, you're back in the fight. And I think that allows a lot more tension, a lot more fun, a lot more excitement. And then again, at a sort of game design level, the second use of the weapon is to make it more tactical. I mean, again, if all you're doing, well, I don't say all, but if it were 100% about punching, you know, pretty soon, even in a really well-designed fighting game, you get down to something like button mashing because it goes so quickly. But having a variety of weapons available forces you also to think tactically. You know, super small example. You know, someone turns into hyper mode, you better back away, and then that's when you use your long-range projectiles because you're far from them. Someone is already flipped over, they're weak, that's the time to use short-range stuff. Another neat thing, by the way, and this kind of ties back to your earlier question about why crabs, why preserve the space on the screen the way he has, is this is also a game with vehicles. So, for example, my favorite is the seal. You know, you can ride the seal, you know, you're controlling the seal with one hand, and you're swinging the mace or the ball and chain or the sickle or whatever it is over your head with the other and going at your enemy. And that is just a total rush.
The crustacean sensation. One more question for you,
give
Bill,
it a shell.
And that is on Twitch, which we all love, the Crab Academy, hashtag Fight Crab, every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific. What's going on there?
Mayhem. Crab violence. It's just a little bit of streaming. It's us having fun with the game, and we'd like to continue to do more of it. So to me, fight crab is kind of a triple whammy. So, you know, first off, is, oh, cool, it's funny, this is great. You know, the lobster with the jet pack flying through the air to put a lance through the crab. That's incredible. That's neat. And it is. That's fun. But it's only what? You know, it's a good idea. It's a laugh. It's a meme. And then the second whammy is, of course, the fact that it is actually, you know, this physics-based brawler, well thought out, deep play, tactics, strategy, all that stuff. But the last whammy to it, you know, is that it is an online ranked leaderboards kind of fighting game. And, you know, you can play in the game single player, grind, get better weapons, get better crafts, and you go online and you start fighting with your friends or people you don't know yet. You know, the Crab Academy is just a way of saying, hey, guys, you know it's fun because you read the reviews. You know that it's cute because you've looked at the screenshots. But, you know, we want you to understand this is what a match looks like. This is what it's like to spectate.
A game where you are a crab and you fight as a crab over 40 tactical weapons and your claws, armed and dangerous. The game is Fight Crab. It's on Steam. It's coming soon this month. On the Nintendo Switch. It'll be cool to be flailing your arms around playing as one of these big old crabs. Lots of different crabs. Alaskan King, regular crabs, all that deal. Bill Swartz, the head wolf of Mastiff. Bill, it's good to have you again. Normally in the studio, I know you'd ride your motorcycle over, but everything's Skyped and on the phone. So congratulations getting a game out during these times, huh?
Well, thank you again, and I hope next time we do this, you'll let me drop by in person.
All right, there he is, Bill Swartz, everyone. Make sure to check out Fight Crab. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. It is 40 after the hour. It's time where I give away a brand new game. And the way you win it is just write your answer in an email to rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll take the second correct answer. I never do the first because people think, somebody beat me to it. And if I say the 57th, you're like, it's not going to be me. The game is called Commander 85. And it's for the PC, the Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch. I have it here for the PS4. It's developed by The Moonwalls and published by Ultimate Games. This came out on September 30th. The summary here, Commander 85 is a sci-fi thriller about a seemingly ordinary birthday present that changes the lives of the main characters forever, disturbing the sleepy peace of the Chicago suburbs. This is a John Hughes movie. My question is this game based in the Chicago suburbs or at the bottom of a well? Rick, didn't you just say? Yeah, I did. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Commander 85 for the PC, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, developed by The Moonwalls and published by Ultimate Games. And by the way, we will be going, I'll let you know what's new this week coming up here in a second, but a couple of little things I wanted to get to. A lot of times we wait for games to come out, and they come out, and they're too early, and they're buggy, and they need patches, and we're disappointed, and we go, why did these games get released too early? But normally the games are pushed back because they are buggy, or whatever it is. And it's hard over the years when a developer gives a publisher gives developers some money and say, this game has to be ready by next August, and you've got 9 months, and you go, oh, geez, okay, we'll get on it. And then 2 weeks before it's ready, you're like, we need another 3 months, and it's like, no, you don't. That game's coming out. And it's a lose-lose. But if you do wait, and it's like, I'd rather wait for the game. It's like Killzone 2 got pushed back like a year and a half, and it's like, what? I was just waiting for it, and it wasn't as good as the first Killzone. I bring that up because Activision Blizzard, they announced, on Friday that World of Warcraft Shadowlands is not coming out on the 27th of this month, but that it's coming out, quote-unquote, later this year. Okay, now you say, okay, why is that a big deal? The next day, Activision's stock dropped 5.3%. I'm not laughing if you lost money, but it's like, it was to me, that's a lot. That's like a mini panic. And so when Blizzard was asked, why did you push it back? They said, we need to fine-tune it. You might be playing it right now. It's in public beta. But Shadowlands is obviously the latest expansion for WoW. And John Haidt, who is the executive producer, said, quote, the anticipation and demands for Shadowlands is the highest it's ever been for a World of Warcraft expansion. And it's important for us to deliver an experience that meets our highest expectations and those of our players. With that in mind, we made the decision to do what's right for the game and take the extra time. And we think the players will enjoy this expansion even more as a result of the additional work. Yes. And by the way, if you are a Wall Street analyst, they say it was just a one-day thing and it's not a big deal. It's a non-issue that this has such a huge franchise platform with so much financial muscle that it's not going to be a big deal. It's just a what's called a short-term delay. But I did find it kind of funny. Oh, no, there's no game. What have you been playing this weekend? What I've been playing is still – I've been doing a little bit more Fortnite. Fallout. I don't do Fortnite. But no offense if you do. It's just not for me. But the Season 6 of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, you know, one of my PS4 controllers I think is acting up on me. And I actually ordered one from Amazon, and then I was like, wait a minute. Isn't the PS5 coming out in like a month? Even though I'm not going to get one. So I instantly canceled it. I'm like, I'm going to buy a new PS4 and controller when I'm going to be getting it. So whatever, we're going to wait on that. And of course, what do they give you at launch, whatever the system is? They always give you one controller. Buy the other one, at least the last few next-gen situations. But I'm always surprised at how hard they make things to download. And I don't just mean the time consumption, because it takes forever. Even with a great setup, it still takes forever, unless it's just a patch. But if you get a whole new season, understandably, it's going to take 3 hours, whatever. But I downloaded Season 6, and it was one of those things where half the people who have the game got it pre-installed. And then, so that's what happened with me. I saw that it had pre-installed, and then once it was going to come out a couple days ago, then it would just install. But there's a download, and then there's install, so there's two hurdles to get over. But I downloaded the install, I went to play, and it said, you're still missing an action pack. What? You're missing an action pack. You can't go play multiplayer. Want to play some campaign? No, not really. I already did the campaign and finished it. what do you mean? So what do I do? So I go to the PS4 store, the PlayStation store, put in action pack. There's action packs for like Call of Duties that are way old. Then I got to go on the internet and it's like, click here. Why wouldn't that just download by itself? If I'm a developer and I have consumers and customers and I don't have a monopoly, like people can literally get the game on other platforms, wouldn't I want to make it easy? You know, it's like, look, you're getting all this additional content technically for free. You know, you're not paying for it. So here it is. Great. Okay, we'll wait for it. Looking forward to it. Good. New maps, new guns, what have you. And by the way, they nerfed one of my favorite guns too, which sucks, but that's all right. Why do I have to go on this wild goose chase just to download it? All right, that's just me. A little complaining there. 1-800-878-PLAY. The other thing that every once in a while, and I know, you know, it's 2020 is a little bit different, you know, and there's a good reason to be politically correct for many things. But there's also way overboard political correctness, you know. Like if someone's not short, they're vertically challenged, or someone's not bald, they're follically challenged. Well, I saw an article that on MSN that I thought had to be a joke, and it wasn't. And that is, it was about someone who was playing Microsoft Flight Simulator. And there was a comment to the extent of, well, isn't it nice that it's just a fake plane and you're not giving off any carbon. Say, okay. And then people came back and said, actually, you are giving off carbon because you're using electricity. What? Yeah, you're using electricity, so you are giving off. Video game planes emit real carbon. And this comes to us from Ben Abraham, who is at the University of Technology, Sydney, Australia. He said, when someone sits down to play Microsoft Flight Simulator, they're still emitting carbon even though they're at home, mostly through data centers and their home's electricity. Video game planes emit real carbon. Whew. What else? That's like saying, I don't know. You can think of a lot of ridiculous things. I mean, at some point, They always say, like, what's your carbon footprint going to be, which is sort of like, what kind of stain are you going to leave on this earth? I go, that's great. But Abraham says, in its current shape, the video games industry is not sustainable. Realistically, it would need to look like a games industry willing to do more with less. It would need to give up on the idea of hardware generations, or at least frequent ones. If we don't change things now, change will be forced on us. So, look, I'm not trying to say that there's no such thing as greenhouse gases, and I'm not trying to say that the ozone's not melting because of aerosols. I'm not trying to get into any of that or some kind of Paris Accord. This isn't a political show. I've never done and never will do any political shows. Okay, make up your own mind what you want to do. I go with scientists. I go with people who know about stuff that I don't know about. But to say that the electricity that you're using in your video games is putting out carbon and that the video game industry is not sustainable, well, that's just like saying television is not sustainable or any streaming service or your cell phone. Think about the carbon coming off your cell phone. Anyway, I get a little bent out of shape sometimes when it's just it gets to the theater of the absurd because people love to talk smack about video games. They just do. Video games are the scapegoat for so many of the ills of society. And I thought, well, that's a new one. Microsoft Flight Sim, you're still filling the ozone with carbon. All right, let's get to the new releases this week. Foregone is actually going to come out tomorrow. That's for the Switch, PS4, and PS1, or I should say Xbox One. It's an action platformer. The rest of these are Tuesday games. Primordials of Amerion. About that, Primordials of Amerion, a PC strategy MOBA. Baldur's Gate 3, how about that? Flash from the past. That's on Stadia and PC. Ms. Pac-Man Arcade 1-Up. That's the game machine. I've actually seen these at Best Buy. They're really cool, and they ain't cheap. If you have some sort of quote-unquote man cave with a pool table and some framed football jerseys, this would go pretty well. And a bar. Ride 4. It's a motorcycle racing game. Xbox One, PC, and PS4. The Alliance Alive HD, an RPG on the PS4. The Watchmaker. The Watchmaker is on the Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. It's an adventure puzzle game. Eichenfell. An RPG, kind of cartoony, PC, Xbox One, Switch, and PS4. I Am Dead, a PC Switch game. I think people say that now when they're really laughing. That is an adventure puzzle game. Mortal Blitz Combat Arena, PS4, a free-to-play virtual reality shooter. The big one this week, though, is going to be FIFA 21, PC, PS4, Xbox One, and sports. That is going to be what is the 9th? I'm going to make sure I get this date right. That's going to be coming out, on Friday. So everybody will be lining up for that. And then just a couple more games here. Ben 10 Power Trip, for those of you who are fans of the Ben 10 cartoon show. And that's on the PS4, Switch, PC, and Xbox One. And finally, a game called The Survivalists, an adventure game, shows people stranding on an island. With looks like cannibals are after him and a shark. Sure, that's somehow on PC. For the Switch, PC, PS4, and Xbox One. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the cheat codes. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is Sports Byline.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low-Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. A couple minutes left. Get back to the sports talk here on all your networks. Sirius XM 211, SB Nation, Sports Byline. It goes on and on. American Forces Radio Network. Cheat code. Send your request to Rick at SportsByline.com. This one here is from Carrie. Carrie says, Rick, do you have any NBA Jam on the Wii? And is it true I can get the Beastie Boys? That is true. That is not a rumor. It's been a while since I've given out a Wii code. But on the start screen, you want the King Ad Rock and MCA and Mike D. On the start screen, press A to start. Then up, up, down, down, left, right, B, plus, minus. Then hold the Wii mote vertically. It's very similar to the Konami code until the end. Once again, to be the Beastie Boys in NBA Jam on the Wii, on the start screen, press A to start, and then enter up, up, down, down, left, right, B, plus, minus, hold the Wii moat vertically, and you can play as them. There's also a code to unlock the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats were Obama, Biden, Bill, and Hillary Clinton, and the Republicans were McCain, Palin, George Bush, and Dick Cheney. That doesn't sound as fun. I think the Beastie Boys sound a little bit more fun. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next week for another VGR.